Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show on Mother's Day Sunday in Fair Zebulon. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Jake Lowry. And Jake, how's it feel to be back in old Zebby? I know we talked about this last week, but now we've spent a week here, your old stomping grounds.
It's good, man. You know, I see a lot of familiar faces. They made some upgrades here, not everywhere, but scoreboard's nice. And the 30-minute drive back and forth isn't the best, but it does remind me of 2012.
Just like it's 2012 all over again. So, as far as the baseball goes, the series started well for us. First two wins, lost three in a row now. I feel like we have this conversation every Sunday, is that we're so close. But now, what do we need to do to win today to get the vibes back up as we return home?
Yeah, well, you know, we need a good start out of Caceres, you know, keeping the ball down, using a sinker, just to, you know, keep the runs off the board, you know, minimize damage. And, you know, just when we – I feel like every time we get – you know, we have a couple walks, and they always seem to come around and score leadoff walks, two-out walks, you know, wherever the case may be. But I feel like for the most part this series, we've been taking care of the baseball on the defensive side. We've been getting some hits, but just maybe not that timely hit like we've been talking about week after week. So hopefully today that we can, you know, finish the series with a tie.
We've had some really good bullpen performances this week on the whole. Pedro Gonzalez, Kevin Rodriguez, Brad Lord, who made the three-inning scoreless appearances. I feel like the bullpen has taken steps, and then Brian Sanchez, who's been a bullpen guy, starts yesterday. I mean, there's been a lot of positives on the mound this week against a Carolina offense that, I mean, they've won three series in a row, going for their fourth straight series win today. I mean, this is not a team to be trifled with.
No, I mean, they're a first-place, second-place team, you know, depending on how the week has gone for them, but really good steps out of the bullpen for these guys, kind of, you know, those middle innings, the middle to late innings. Some guys just going out and posted, man, you know, pitching to contact, using our defense, and being able to, you know, kind of save some arms at the back end.
Do you worry that – you mentioned that we've had hitting in this series. We just haven't had timely hitting. Do you worry that guys are pressing too much in those situations?
No, not really. I think it's, you know, like last night we had a line out to, you know, Quintana lined out to second base. Like, we're hitting balls hard. We've had – there was one of those games where we had three line outs to center field. You know, guys are hitting balls hard. They're just not falling for us right now. Those bloops aren't falling for us, and they will. You know, offense comes and goes, but our defense and our pitching is what's got to stay steady the whole series or the whole season to really give us a chance. So I think we'll come out of it.
I thought yesterday was maybe our best defensive game of the year. Error-free, Sammy makes maybe the play of the year out there at second base so far. I mean, the defense at times has let down the pitching staff in crucial moments this year, but it seems like they've taken a lot of steps this week.
Yeah, that was one of our main focuses this week, is just to see how many routine plays we can make in our pregame work within a 10-minute time frame. You know, just making routine plays, routine double plays, hitting guys in the chest. Bossier with a couple big picks last night for us. Sammy, like you said, with a great play. Outfield has been really good. We had a really good relay the other night, getting it to Sammy to a one-hop to Colmenares. Like you said, our defense has taken strides. It's one of those things, as these guys continue to get innings out there, the more they're going to feel more comfortable and get better.
Obviously, someone who's been a baseball lifer, you've probably played on a lot of Mother's Days, coaching on your second straight Mother's Day. What does this day mean to you?
It means a lot, you know. Usually, you know, my mom's fortunate enough to be able to a lot of games. You know, she's, you know, the world to me. She's come out to a ton of games, taking us around. You know, we've obviously, she sacrificed a lot by helping my brother and I get to this point in our lives, you know, not only just baseball, but just in our livelihoods. And then, you know, my wife, Carlin, you know, she's at home with our, you know, two little ones, and, you know, she's kind of come along for the ride ever since I started, you know, we got out of college and stuff. So it means a lot to me that they, you know, and they give me the support, and, you know, I'm not home all the time, but she's the rock of our family. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Mother's Day chat with Jake Lauer and the Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. Let's go get a win and a split today, Skip.
Let's get the split. Go Freddies.